Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me, a man with a Herculean task in front of him, Luke Wiltsey, joining us from Oscoda. How are you today, Luke?
I'm doing great, Kevin. How are you?
Doing fine, buddy. Doing fine. Now, we read in the paper, and I wanted to get you on to talk a little bit about this. You're embarking on a one-man bicycle tour on June 16th. And how did the idea for this come about, Luke?
Well, I've been biking ever since I was 9 years old with my dad. My dad and I did tours ranging anywhere from 300 to 1,000 miles.
Wow.
And then over the years, actually when I was 15, I did my very first solo tour.
Really?
And that was about 1,000 miles, and it was up to Copper Harbor up in the UP.
Wow. Now, that's amazing. You did that on your own?
Yep, that one was 100% solo. That was my very first solo tour ever at age 15.
Wow. Now, before we go further, you mentioned that you used to bike with your dad. That's Dean Wiltsey, right? Your mom and dad are Dean and Debbie Wiltsey there.
Yes, correct.
All right. So you made that first trip. You did the 1,000 miles or so, and now you're looking to go almost triple that amount, right?
Well, actually, last year I went all the way around Lake Superior, and that's when I decided that I want to go across the United States.
Wow, okay. Now, how long a trip was it around Lake Superior?
That trip was 24 days, and it was 2,200 miles.
Oh, man, so that was kind of a nice warm-up to what you're about to do then.
Yeah, I had a lot of problems on that trip.
Wow.
But, yeah.
Now, this year, you're doing a little different. Now, you're leaving from, is it Seattle?
Yep, I'm flying out to Seattle on June 16th.
All right, on June 16th, and then you'll start biking back to Oscoda.
Yes, correct.
All right. Wow, and now, do you bike on a regular basis, like every day? Do you train for this? What's the training process for something like this?
Well, every day I'm either at the gym. I try to be at the gym at least 3 hours a day, and then I like to be biking every weekend. I like to put in 80 miles a weekend. So.
Wow, all right. Now,
I'm in the gym 6 days out of seven. So.
Okay. Now, the trip starts on the 16th. How long do you think it's going to take you to get back to Oscoda?
Well, right now it's estimated that if I'm doing 83 miles a day, I will be back. It's going to take about 35 days.
35 days to come back. Now, that's not, of course, counting for any kind of weather situations or breakdowns or things like that?
I have a day or two built in there. I mean, it could take longer just depending on the weather conditions.
Now, am I right here that you're doing this solo? You don't have a team with you to help you out at all? You're doing this all on your own?
Yep, that is absolutely true. I am 100% solo on my bike. I carry everything possible I could ever need for my tour. I carry all my equipment. I carry tools. I carry food. I carry all my clothing. I am 100% solo when I do this tour.
That's amazing. An incredible journey then. Now, you do got some support coming from the area here. Some people have helped you out monetarily and that, and donations to help you with money for the trip, right?
Yep, I have lots of sponsors around here, and I'm looking to collect more from outside of the state also.
All right, I know the American Legion, Knights of Columbus, Lions Club, the Rotary Club, and I believe Northland Area Federal Credit Union also helped support your trip, right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, they gave you $1,000 there to help you along. Now, that $1,000 going into this, is everything going to be done in advance, or you got money to take along the way? You know, when you're solo like that, I got to believe you got to have something in mind for preconditions and things like that.
Yes, I do. I'm not carrying cash because that is too difficult to deal with, but I have contacts along the way to make sure that I am okay across my trip. And right now, I have come up with enough money, I've raised enough money to support the actual cost of the trip, so every dollar that I make now is going directly to the Wounded Warrior Project.
That's my next question was, you're doing this all for the Wounded Warriors Project. Now, why did you pick Wounded Warriors Project?
Well, I was going to go across the United States this summer, and when I was thinking about it, I said to myself, you know, this is going to be so much work, so why not do it for a great cause?
Okay.
And then I started running through all the different possibilities of who I could possibly ride for. And then I thought of my seriously wounded veteran, my Uncle Darren. Mm. My Uncle Darren is a Vietnam veteran. And okay. I wanted to ride for him.
All right. Now, do you know approximately how much money you're raising? Or can people donate? Do they do it by the mile? Do they do just a donation? How do they go about helping you with raising money for this event?
Well, right now I have a website, which is www.patrioticpedalingtour.com, where they can purchase T-shirts. The shirts are $30 because that also includes shipping.
Okay.
And they could also write out a check to Patriotic Pedaling Tour 2013.
Patriotic Pedaling Tour 2013, or just go to the website, that's patrioticpedalingtour.com.
Yep.
All right. And make a donation to the Wounded Warrior Project. And Luke, what do your parents think about this? You said you've biked with your dad for many, many years, but what do they think about you going across the country this way?
Well, as you can imagine, my mom is nervous as could be. I think that is expected, but my dad has a lot of faith in me, and he knows that I can do it because I've been through my trials and errors. So,
wow. Well, this sounds like a great project, and it's a great program that you're raising the money for. The Wounded Warriors Project is a great one, and Luke, we wish you the best of luck here too, and hopefully we get the chance to talk to you along the way. I'm sure you're going to keep in touch somehow, and we'll be able to know how the ride is going as you leave. Now, you fly into Seattle on June 16th. Do you leave immediately? Do you take some time there and then start the trip?
Right now, what I'm planning is actually to depart on the 17th.
Mm-hmm.
But one way that people can follow my tour is if I'm updating everything on Facebook. I have a Facebook page, which is Patriotic Pedaling Tour 2013. And every day, I update with a status and a picture or just let people know how my current progress is going, how far I've made in it, et cetera. So.
Very good. We're looking forward to it. And safe travels to you. Luke Wiltsey of Oscoda, who is traveling back across 7 states to Oscoda from Seattle, Washington, raising funds for the Wounded Warrior Project. It's a great endeavor, and we wish you the best of luck. Luke Wiltsey, thanks for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thank you so much.